As Americans prepare to observe the January 20th holiday marking the birth of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., a political firestorm has erupted in Washington over the Bush administration's commitment to promoting equal rights. Democratic lawmakers are sharply criticizing what they see as a troubling pattern of administration decisions that they say will set back progress made in civil rights. The debate over race and civil rights began last month when Republican Senate Leader Trent Lott of Mississippi made racially charged remarks. Mr. Lott, who ultimately lost his leadership post because of the controversy, said the nation would have been better off had segregationist candidate Strom Thurmond been elected president in 1948. President Bush condemned the remarks in a rare rebuke of a Republican leader. It was a move welcomed by civil rights groups and congressional Democrats who expressed hope the administration would begin to steer a course to help minorities. Elijah Cummings of Maryland is head of the Congressional Black Caucus.
We thought that we would see a new day with regard to that whole, what the president claimed to be the ideals of the Republican Party and the ideals of this nation.
But weeks later, Mr. Bush renominated a federal judge whose record angers civil rights leaders. Judge Charles Pickering had been rejected for a position on the U.S. Appeals Court months earlier by the Democratic-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee. Democrats had focused on the judge's efforts to reduce the sentence of a man convicted of burning a cross outside the home of an interracial couple. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York was surprised by the renomination, coming so soon after the Lott controversy.
When it comes to civil rights, this administration has been talking a good game, but has consistently ignored the need to move civil rights and racial issues forward.
Republicans defend Judge Pickering, saying he was an early supporter of civil rights who once defended a black worker against the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan. But the controversy did not end there. On Thursday, the administration filed a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court challenging a University of Michigan program that gives preference to black and Hispanic students who are seeking to enroll. It is a policy, the administration argues, that amounts to discrimination against white students. Mr. Bush says there are better ways to promote diversity.
And the racial discrimination we still struggle to overcome requires a special effort to make real the promise of equal opportunity for all.
Democrats, including Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, immediately condemned the administration position.
It's very clear that they have opted out of the great struggle that this country has been involved in to ensure that race and religion and ethnicity and gender would not be barriers for full participation in our democracy.
Political analysts say the decisions to renominate Judge Pickering and challenge the University of Michigan's affirmative action policies were done to appeal to Mr. Bush's conservative base. Mr. Bush, who received only 9% of the African-American vote when he was elected in 2000, had sought to expand his appeal among minority voters ahead of his likely re-election bid next year, but Alan Lichtman of American University says that effort appears to have been set aside.
The Republicans have obviously made the strategic decision to continue to bolster their strength among white conservatives rather than take the more risky path of trying to win over minorities to the GOP banner.
Professor Lichtman says Mr. Bush's decisions on the University of Michigan case and Judge Pickering will have an impact on next year's presidential race by strengthening Republican support among white conservatives and cementing the loyalties of African-American voters to the Democratic Party. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.